Have you ever been down and felt like that you could not get up? Well, today we're going to be studying about that as we turn to our Bibles, John chapter 5, verses 5 through 9. I want to share with you a powerful message on the power to get up. But before we begin that, let's have prayer. Father, thank you again for this glorious opportunity that we have to just fellowship with you and to share your word. We ask that you would speak boldly through our lives, that we might not only share the word, but Lord, that we can give encouragement to people to understand the miracle of God in their life. Thank you for all these wonderful and great things that you do. We pray you'd bless us now in our time together. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this is Pastor William Coleman of the Crossroad Baptist Church, and we thank God for the power of his word. As I share this message with you, the power to get up, you need to understand that situations come that can flatten you. Circumstances happen that can cause everything to fall apart in your life. But God is still able to raise you up through his resurrection power. Listen to what it says in John chapter 5, verses 5 through 9. A certain man was there by the gate, which had an infirmity for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been in that state for a long time, he said to him, "Will you be made whole?" The impotent man answered Jesus and said, "Sir, I have no one that when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steps in before me." Jesus said to him, listen to these words, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked, and the same day was the Sabbath. The power to get up. This amazing verse helps us understand not only what Jesus can do, but what a relationship with Jesus means to us. As we've said often in our lives, we're going to face situations. You're going to face those times where you're down. And as I deal with this today, I want you to be aware of something. This man had been at this gate for 38 years. And the first thing that we see about this, it was an unusual superstition that he had in his mind where he limited God. But not only that, it was an unusual dependence that this man had on other people, that they were going to be the ones to make things happen or to facilitate and to cause things to happen in his life. Then also we find that this man had an unusual pattern of sin where Jesus said to him, "Go and sin no more." Now you can't stop things from happening in your life, but how you respond to it, how you react to that situation will be dependent upon the fact of whether or not you're going to get up or you're going to stay down. When life hits you, when Satan comes your way, he wants you to stay down. But as I heard one person say, if you can look up, you ought to be able to get up. This verse reminds us that we will have these times in our life. And this invites us to pay attention to what's happening around us and pay attention, more importantly, to what God is doing. Here's a quote I want you to remember. You will never get up until you get tired of being down. Let me say that again. You will never get up until you get tired. I mean, sick and tired of being down. The problem comes is when people are comfortable with being down. Here's another truth. You will never stay up without God holding you. You will never stay up. See, as we explore this, we find that first, there are down times. There are bad situations. There are things that happen, and we need to acknowledge that. What do I mean by acknowledging that? We acknowledge that because then we can evaluate, how did I get here? Why did I get here in my life at this time? But then the second thing that we can evaluate, if we are down because of others, then we know that somewhere, somehow, God is going to turn things around so that we can get back up. He did not create us to be down. God created us in his own image, in his own likeness, and the power that God gives to us is that power that we can get up and walk on and continue with our life. I repeat, God did not create us for failure. He created us for fellowship. Understand that. And you will never get up until you get tired of being down. This impotent man had been in this situation for 38 years. And here's where Jesus personally invites him. Jesus comes to him and he asks the man a simple question. Do you want to be made whole? Would you like to get up from your situation? And while I'm sharing with some of you online, would you like to get up from your situation? And you're probably saying, yes, but I don't know how. Here's where the Lord came and personally ministered to this man. But you got to understand, you may have some superstitions and you may have some beliefs about God and about yourself that's holding you down. You may have some cords and some restraints and some handicaps that's holding you down. Now, granted, we have physical conditions that we may never overcome. But in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit, God will give you the ability to overcome your situation. I think about Viktor Frankl and how he suffered during the Jewish Holocaust and how Viktor Frankl not only overcame that, but also helped others to overcome that because he was able to grab hold of the power that could get him back up. And one of the things that he depended on was his faith in the living God. You've got to depend on your faith in the living God. Now let's picture this scenario. Here's this man laying by a pool for 38 years. 38 years. And he said to Jesus in response to that, I have nobody to get me up. For when the angel comes to stir the water, I don't have anybody to help me up. And while I'm on my way, somebody steps in front of me. Let's unpack that. Let's look at this. First of all, this man is actually saying that he's dependent on one angel to come down at a certain time to trouble the water. Now, if the angel only came down at certain times, the superstition of this man had him to believe that the angel could not respond to anything else but the stirring of the water. Well, I'm just wondering, what did the angel do all of the other time that he was not stirring the water? So his superstition had allowed him to limit his ability to get up because he did not trust God. Now, the second thing about it, he was only one angel. If he believed in one angel, we know that God has made many angels. So why didn't he ask God to send another angel? Why was he so dependent on the water being stirred, him stepping in, and then being healed? It's all because this man had superstitious beliefs about God, and his faith was not rooted in God. His faith was rooted in an event. Hear what I say. Some people's faith is rooted in an event and not in God. Listen, God can do what he wants to. He can do that at any time he wants to, and he can come to us at any time. Here was Jesus that showed up after 38 years. Knowing that this man had struggled, knowing that he had dealt with this situation and his superstitions, and Jesus asked him the question, okay, do you want to get up? In other words, today is the day. Today is the day to get up. And this man offered excuses. The second thing that we find about this man is that he had a faulty understanding of what relationships was all about. His relationship was in people. He depended on people to somehow come by and help him up. Now, I don't know whether you've noticed this or not, but people, they all have weaknesses. They can only do so much. Even the best people, they can love you dearly, but they can only do what they can do. As that old hymn that we sing in the church, I go to my friend and I find out that he's got problems too. So when you depend on people, you must deal with their limitations. But when you depend on God, then you accept the fullness of his power. This man had a relationship with people who let him down, but he did not have a relationship with God who never lets him down. Now, you've got to decide whether or not when things happen in your life, you're going to turn to friends or you're going to turn to God. During this pandemic, one thing that I've learned is that no matter how great the nations are, no matter how good or bad the people are, they cannot stop the things and the events that God has already ordained to happen. But guess who controls that? God does. And if God controls that and he wants you to be up, not down, then guess what? This God who controls circumstances, if you talk to him, if you're real with him, if you're open to him, this God will come into your life and he'll guide you through it. It's called direction. It's called discipleship. It's called trusting in God and not leaning to your own understanding. So let me ask you the question. Do you think that you have the power to get up? What's holding you down? What's keeping you back? Do you have just limitations? God can only do this at a certain time. God can only work this way, and that's it. Or I'm dependent on other people to help God work. Now, if that's your situation, then what you're doing, you're really limiting your faith. Jesus did not ask the man to believe in angels. He didn't ask the man to believe in people. And we have to depend on people. And yes, angels are real. But if your faith is not in the living God, then you're destined for failure. You're destined for things to go wrong in your life. So what is it that keeps you and what is it that keeps me from getting up? The third issue that this man had to deal with was the issue of personal sin. If you're going to get up and you're going to be raised up to where you can now move on and you go right back to the things that got you in trouble in the first place, you really haven't done any good. You really have not done yourself any good. Jesus came back to the man later and said to him, let me warn you, don't sin. Don't keep on sinning lest a worse thing come on you, lest something more terrible than what you've gone through, it comes upon your life. And as we look at this, every one of us has to deal with weights in sin. We're in a world now where we're tempted every day of our lives. We go through things and we don't understand why or how we're going through it. But do you not know that God will guide you? God will lead you and he will help you to understand what his will is. You just got to trust him. This is what Jesus says in John 14 and verse 6. He says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes unto the Father but by me. In that verse, Jesus is saying, wherever you want to go in life, I'm the way. And whatever you think you need to do in life, I'm the truth and I'm the life. He wants us to enjoy this trip and to enjoy this journey. As Jesus ministered to this man, he asked him the question, will you be made whole? And then in verse 8, Jesus says to him, rise, take up your bed and walk. This man had to come to the realization that if you're going to walk, you got to listen to Jesus. You can't depend on your former beliefs of what you thought about God. Here's how you look at this. First of all, that man had to look at the fact, listen, I can't depend on that angel. I can't even depend on this water, but I can depend on God. It's the Lord who will see me through. The second point that this man had to deal with, he had to recognize that he was confined to a faulty support system. He was confined to that in his life. He relied on people more than God, and he did not know how to depend on God. But all he had to do was keep listening to Jesus. And beloved, let me talk to you right now. Instead of you listening to CNN, to Fox News, and all of these other sources for your truth, you'd better start listening to God. Now, they're going to tell you what they know, and then they're going to kind of slant it to what they believe in. But I'm telling you, if you want the real truth that's coming out of heaven, listen to God Almighty. In these times, he tells us, if my people, the ones that love me, the ones that trust me, if my people will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. We got to listen to God. People are limited. And if you've got a faulty support system, and I tell you something, I loved my dear mother greatly in my life. I loved her and I depended on her. But guess what? Mama's now gone. She can't help me anymore. And even while she was here, she could only help me as much as her health and strength would allow. But guess what? When I put my faith and my confidence in Almighty God, He hears me, He guides me, He corrects me when I'm wrong, He encourages me when I get discouraged, He gives me strength when I'm weak. This God that we depend on is one who cannot and will not fail in your life. The question is, do you want to get up? And if you want to get up, Jesus will show you how. When you look to Him, you got to understand that this relationship that begins with salvation, you accepting Christ as Lord of your life, don't just accept Him as the repair man. Don't just accept Him as one who heals you if you're sick. Accept Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life. Why? Because you're going to need Him. You're going to need Him all the time. You will need His encouragement. You'll need His strength. You'll need His direction. Yes, He can repair things. Yes, He can heal us. Yes, He can counsel us. He can do all of these things. But He wants to be your God. And more importantly, He wants to be your friend. He wants to be the one that you can depend on. And when you've got Jesus in your life, I'm here to tell you that He's such a wonderful and awesome God. This impotent man didn't really know who Jesus was, so Jesus came to him. Since the water didn't work, and the angel came at a time that the man didn't realize, Jesus said, you know what? I'm going to go to him, and I'm going to get him up. I'm going to raise him. And that's the same thing that He says to us. Also, Jesus comes to help us. You're thinking of God, and some of you may have the superstitious belief that God is out to destroy you. Let me tell you something. It doesn't take God a long time. If He wanted to destroy you, He could destroy you in an instant. But instead, this amazing God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That tells me that God wants to help us. He wants to get us out of our situations and get us up so that we can glorify and honor His name. The question is, when you have received your breakthrough, when you have received this miracle of God in your life and you get up, what are you going to do about it? This man did not pay the same favor that Jesus had given unto him. As a matter of fact, we read of no place in the scripture where he magnified or glorified God. When he got up, others asked him, said, how did you get up? And he said, I don't know. This man came by and he anointed my eyes and I got up. And then the man later found out that it was Jesus. Rather than him going to the leaders and saying to them, praise God, Jesus made me whole. The Lord delivered me. Instead, this man tattled on Jesus. He wanted to get the favor of these religious leaders rather than maintain the favor of God Almighty. And the Bible says that because he shared with them about Jesus doing this miracle and that it happened on the Sabbath day, which was forbidden under their law, it happened on the Sabbath day, rather than him wanting to glorify Jesus, he turned and he said, Jesus is the one that did this. So if you want to blame somebody, blame Jesus. Now, once you get a miracle from God, please don't get that attitude. Go back to him. Thank him for what he's done. As a matter of fact, don't just thank him for what he's done. Start living for him. You know, what a contrast we have with this impotent man being healed and this woman, immoral woman in John chapter 4, who was delivered from her life of sin. The Bible tells us about that woman and how that she exercised her faith in the living God and the Lord made her whole. Listen, this woman also was involved in a miracle of water. She had been coming to this well for years and years in her life. And she had been drawing water, but unlike this man, the woman was trying to do something to help herself. She was struggling. She was dealing with situations. And yes, she had people in her life that could not help her. But when Jesus spoke to her, when Jesus said to her, woman, do you want this water that I have? Jesus said to her, do you want this to be delivered into your life? And the woman said, give me this water. Give me this water. We see an attitude of change. We see that this woman not only was blessed, but this woman blessed others. She came to the water, to the well for water, but rather than drawing the natural water, she got the living water from Jesus that gave her the ability to get up. And this woman ran out and told other people. In other words, the Bible says she left her water bucket, went back into the town, and told everybody, come on, see a man. Come see a man. This woman, not only was she able to get back up, but she was going to tell others, I know that you're down the same way I was down. I know that you're depending on other people to get you up the same way that I depended on five husbands and a boyfriend, and they couldn't do it. But this man called Jesus, come see him. Come see him. And you know what our job is as a believer in Christ? It's to be blessed by God, but it's also to be a blessing of God. Go out and tell others. Let them know where you got your water from. Let them know where you got your bread from. Let them know that the Lord has raised you up. And if you can do that, God will use you in a mighty way. Much like this woman of Samaria, there was another person by the name of Dr. Maya Angelou. And I'm amazed at her life because she had some struggles to deal with in her own life. As a child, she was raped. And as a young woman, she had a child and was a single parent. But then she decided, I'm going to get up. I'm not going to allow my circumstances to dictate what I can do and what I can't do in life. She decided that she put her faith and belief in a God who could raise her up. And Maya Angelou had a saying, if you don't like something, change it. And if you can't change it, change your attitude. I think those are wise words that all of us can use in our lives, especially in times like this. If you don't like something, change it. And if you can't change it, change your attitude. I've decided that I'm going to allow God to raise me up and to help me. And much like Maya Angelou, who went on to be a prolific poet and writer and speaker and did all of these amazing things to help other people get up, that's what you and I can do in this day where truth seems to be crying out in the streets and wondering if anybody will believe it. And where it seems that mercy and kindness have fallen by the wayside, you and I can make a difference. But it all begins with your decision to get up. Maybe your circumstance is that Jesus didn't meet you at a pool. He didn't meet you in a circumstance where you'd been there 38 years. Maybe yours has only been a couple of months, couple of years. Maybe it's been longer than 38 years. Your circumstance may be not like the woman of Samaria. It might be a different circumstance where he doesn't meet you at a well, but he's meeting you in your house or your apartment or the place where you live. Maybe he's meeting you on the streets and he's saying to you right now, do you want to get up? This very God gives you the power to get up, but you've got to believe him. You've got to believe him and you've got to trust him. You've got to know that he did not make you to stay down. Make the decision that today, you're going to get up, and you're going to decide in your heart and in your mind that you're going to trust God no matter what happens in life. If you can look up, you can get up. Like that saying goes, you got to be tired of being down. And if that's you today, if that's your circumstance, God did not ask you to get up on your own. God did not ask you to depend on other people. He is asking you to trust him. Bow your heads with me. And if you've never accepted Christ into your heart and into your life, do so today by simply saying, Lord Jesus, I need you to forgive my sin and to raise me up so that I can live for your glory. Simple prayer, just as simple as that. If you pray it and mean it in your heart, God will take care of all the rest. That's the power to get up. This is Pastor Bill Coleman of the Crossroad Baptist Church in Evington, Virginia. We'll see you next week. God bless you.